Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you beautiful beings be. This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Wow, can you believe we only have today and next week, and then it's 2016, and how does it get any better? So did you listen to last week's show? We talked about setting targets. What would you like to accomplish? So we're going to continue with that theme for this week and next week so that we really want to create the biggest life we can possibly create in 2016. 2016 is going to be the year to create. Okay? It's going to be the year to definitely create and create some more and just be all you can be and not make yourself less than anybody, because honestly, there's nobody better than you. And this past weekend, I've been talking about that, doing gratitude notes on a daily basis. And this past weekend, I opened up my gratitude box. And guess what? The first thing I ever wrote in January 1st, 2015, is I am ready for 2015 to be my year for creation. And boy, was it. I was looking at this. I was looking what I was grateful for. And in some instances, all I was grateful for was to get a can of Coke because I needed it at the time. My body needed the sugar. So I was like, wow. And then, you kind of read the messages that you, the gratitudes that you write, and it takes you back to there is so much good that happens to you that if you don't write it down and then review it, you just completely and totally forget it. And then you think you only remember the major things. But see, life is about the little things, not just the major things. Because if we're to celebrate just the big things that happen in our lives, we will not be celebrating much. But if you write down and then you go back and you remember what was going on at the time, oh my God, you are so full of gratitude for everything. And another note it was, I was very grateful that a friend of mine moved down to Maryland. And now we get together on a weekly basis to do energy work on physical body. Now, we can do it remotely. That also works. But there's nothing like getting together, going out for dinners or going out, just to go out and then getting together and talking face-to-face. Nothing ever beats that. That's one thing I'm kind of sad about. The people nowadays don't have that face-to-face communication anymore. And it's good to have face-to-face communication so that you don't lose that skill. There's so much to be said about body language. Like sometimes I might not say anything, but because of my body language, she's able to tell that, hey, there's something bothering me. So then she'll ask the question. But body language is so, it tells so much more than what you are saying verbally. And what would it take for all of us to develop more of that and to have more face-to-face and physical connections with other beings in our environment? Right? So anyways, let's press on with the creation. Creation. So the one thing is, please, if you have not done this, write down what it is you would like to create in 2016. And the reason I said target is because if you accomplish your target, you can move it up. Like, for example, you say, I would like to make $10,000 a month. Once you start making the $10,000, then you can move it up to $12,500. And then you can move it up to $15,000 a month, and so forth. Once you reach the target, you know, like when you're aiming, when you're doing arrows and you're aiming at the bullseye, you just move it up, and you keep hitting the bullseye, and then suddenly you're at $100,000 a month. And how does it get any better than that? And what we're going to do this today is we are going to pick the your number one priority that you would like to do, that you would like to have for 2016, okay, that you would like to enjoy. So what pick out of the out of your numbers, I only have 10 that I would like to accomplish. And the other thing is, if you do not write it down, more than likely you're not going to accomplish it. You have to write it down, and you have to post it somewhere where you can see it daily. That's the ideal. If you want to just review it monthly, that's okay too. That will work. But what looking at it daily, reading daily, it will remind you that you are going for a target. When you do your vision boards, remember we talked about feelings and emotions. You can just write down what it is that you would like to accomplish. But you have to introduce the feelings and emotions with it so that you can actualize it. Okay? Number one target you would like to accomplish. We're going to focus on one, your number one, and next week we'll focus on the second one. So if you haven't prioritized as to which one is number one, let me give you a couple seconds here so that out of the ones that you have written down on your paper, you can go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just pick the top four right now, and you can always, you know, there's nothing set in stone for God's sake. What is 1, 2, 3, 4 today could be one, and tomorrow could be something else. But your number one, the one that we're going to work on today, is something we're going to work for the next 3 days. Okay, so you're going to have some homework to do. And how does it get any better? I am so excited. I am so ready to create and create and out-create me from what I did this past year. And yes, you guys are also going to do so. But need excitement, need you to really, whatever it is that you're going to be choosing, make it so that you are really willing to jump out of bed to see and to work on it. It's not something that you just, you know, do it energetically and forget about it. Nothing happens that way. You do it energetically, and then you also, there's got to be some activity behind it. Okay? So, let's go ahead. Have you picked your number one? Okay? Let's assume that you want, for example, we're gonna do a meditation with the stars. I am a Pleiadian, and I often do a lot of my meditations with the energy of Alcyone. Alcyone is one of the stars in the Pleiadian constellation. And this is a very powerful star. It really is. Whatever energy you have that it's blocking you, you just allow the star to transmute it for you so that you can actualize whatever it is that you want to bring to fruition and you want to bring in the present. So you just allow the energy, okay? Now, the one thing that prevents people, the one thing that really, really holds people back from manifesting actually, the definition of it is how things show up. To be honest, I don't care how things show up. I just care that it does show up. If $1 million are coming my way, I don't care that it comes from source A, B, C, or D. How? I don't care. That it does, I do care. If it comes from source B, it's welcome. If it comes from source C, it's welcome. So that it shows up, that is what I care, not how it shows up. Okay? So that's why I use actualize. When you actualize something, you make it come to the present, to show up in the present. I don't care how, I care that it does. And this is a very fine distinction that I learned from Gary Douglas from Access, and it's how things happen. Actually, nothing happens. How things show up, that I care, and that's why you should care too. So let's go ahead and do that. We're gonna use everything. Remember, the whole universe, because you are a creator. The whole universe wants to contribute to you. and everything has consciousness. Everything wants to contribute to you. If you ask it, will you contribute to me? And things do not lie. Unlike people, things do not lie. You ask a sweater, will you contribute to me, to my finances, to my health? It will tell you yes or no. You ask a car, will you contribute to me, to my finances, to my well-being? And it will tell you yes or no. Things do not lie. People will lie to you, left and right. They will lie to you, you know, to your face. But things do not lie. And if you ask it, will you contribute to me? And they will tell you yes, or they will tell you no. And then you just keep on walking. But, so, we are going to be using the Pleiadian constellation, the star of Alcyone, to assist us with the transmutation of whatever is blocking you. As we do this, whatever you do, please make sure your barriers are down. Make sure you take down your barriers. If you do not do that, then what happens is you are limiting how much you can receive. Like, for example, take a deep breath and exhale and ask your barriers to go down and kind of see a curtain going down around you. Or if you want to see shields around you, go down, 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 kind of like you in the middle of the shield and all the shields go down all the way to the ground. Now, once you have your barriers down, feel, expand yourself. Do you feel more contracted or you feel more expansive once you drop your shield? Exactly. You feel like, now bring your barriers back up again. Do you feel the difference? When you have your barriers up, you feel contracted, do you not? When you take your barriers down, you feel expansive. You know the difference now. So, and it's practice. Okay? It's all about practicing. The more you have your shields down, it's that trick, right? Shield down. the more you have your shields down, you will be able to receive. And receiving is not about material stuff. It's about receiving energy. Everything is energy. Okay? Everything is energy. So as we make sure to, I will remind you to lower your shields and let your barriers down so that you can receive more. So let's go ahead and do that. Keep your number one target in mind as we do this. And we are going to go ahead and do that. So let's go ahead and do that. Take a deep breath. Please do not drive or operate heavy machinery as you do this. The energies are going to be recorded, so you can always come back and listen to this again. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Now pull energy from the earth. Allow the energy to come up through your roots, your legs, your torso, out your crown. And keep breathing and pulling energy from the earth. For you to actualize what you would like to bring forth, have to be grounded. That's why grounding is critical. Grounding to the earth is critical. It's faster and it's easier. Continue to pull. Now, let's go ahead and think about your target. What is it that you like to accomplish from now to the end of 2016? What is that one thing that you're focusing on today? If it's getting a new house, picture the house you would like to live in. What does it look like on the outside? What kind of tree is planted outside? What about the grass? What state, in which state in the country is it? Who are your neighbors? Make it so clear that you, if you were to get close to a flower, you can actually smell the fragrance and admire the beauty of the color. If you're looking for a job, have in your mind what you will be doing, what kind of clothing you will be wearing, what your commute will be like, who your colleagues be, what kind of hours you'll be putting in. If you're looking for a relationship, imagine, picture this, what he or she will look like. What are their favorite ice cream? How do they take their coffee? What is their hair like? How do they smell? And if you're looking to get engaged, add a ring to your finger and feel the ring on your finger. You're looking to get married, add a wedding band to your finger. If you're looking to improve your finances, check all your bank accounts, each bank statement. Add 2 zeros to it. Let's assume you have 2,000 gallons in one. Add 2 zeros to that in a checking account. Go to another bank account and add 2 more zeros as the balance. And you have debt. Subtract 2 zeros. Eliminate past expenditures. And but picture this and get the feeling. What will it feel like to have no debt? What would it feel like to have the house that you're dreaming on? What would it feel like to have the job that you're looking for? What would it feel like to be engaged to that person that you would like to get engaged to? How would your life be like if you were to be married to that person you're looking to get married to? It's all about the feeling. Now, think about why you have not been able to accomplish all this. Oh, that gets heavy. And allow Alcyon's mist to reach that and allow Alcyon's mist to transmute all that. There you go. Drop your barriers. Allow the energies to come. Allow Alcyon to do a clear sweep of everything that's been holding you back in achieving your target. Think about all the reasons. Think about everything that's hindering you and give those thoughts, give those reasoning to Alcyon to transmute it for you. Drop your barriers. Expand. And allow the energy from Alcyon to transmute it. It's as if a dew is coming down on your body. Feel that on your body. Feel that on your being. Allow the energies to assist you. Think about all the things, why it didn't work before, why it didn't work in the past, and give it to the energies. Let the energies work on your behalf. Drop your barriers, please. Allow the energies to contribute to you. No judgment here. None whatsoever. This is your life, your creation. There is a reason why you chose the path you chose. But now you are ready. You are ready to go big. Let Alcyon transmute this. Let it. Let Alcyon work with you. There you go. That's it. Drop your barriers and expand. There you go. That's it. Now, picture crystal clear of what it is you would like to accomplish. And so that watch it like in a film like. What will one day in your life be like? Having accomplished your target. Get the feeling, get the smell, get the taste. Touch something of your new life. If it's a bank statement, touch a bank statement. If it's a marriage, touch this marriage certificate. If it's a job, touch that letter, offer letter. And how that will make you feel when you get it. There you go. If it's a class that you're giving, what would that class be like? Who would be attending? Touch the material you'll be teaching. How many students do you have in attendance? Drop your barriers and expand. There you go. There you go. Now, if you want some more energy or from Alcyon, just ask for it. You know you can always come and you can ask. Ask and you shall receive. You connect with the Alcyon and you ask for a mist of its energy. There you go. There you go. Good job. Now, let's go ahead and thank Alcyon for the energy we receive. And let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. Up your roots. Up your torso and out your crown. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your torso, and out your crown. When you're ready, and open your eyes. Take a deep breath and exhale. So, how you be? Might want to have a sip of water. But this is something, now that we've gone through that whole, what it will feel like at night for the next 5 days or so, picture yourself getting that job, getting that offer letter, and touch that letter, and let that be the last thought that you have as you fall asleep. You're looking for a new house, imagine yourself standing, touching something in that house. You're looking to go on a trip, imagine yourself being somewhere in the location that you want to visit. You're looking for more money, imagine yourself holding a check for however much money you're looking for. But that, let that be the last thing you think about. And if you have any negative emotions coming up, connect with the energies of Alcyon if you so desire, and let it transmute it for you. Let it just transmute it for you. Or you can also, this will take some explaining to do, and we only have 2 minutes or so, to transmute negative energy, negative thoughts. You can always go and say 10 to the power of minus 17. This is a Gregory Grabois number sequencing that you can use to transmute at the soul level negative thinking. 10 to the power of minus 17, 17. And that's all you have to see, or you have to say, or you just think the number. And number 10 in a little upper right corner, minus 17. That's 10 to the power of minus 17. And that will transmute as well. But do this exercise for the next 5 to 7 nights. Right before you go to sleep. I am so excited. It is time to create. If you're having family together, get-togethers, and you usually have challenges during the holidays with family, imagine yourself having a harmonious relationship with them. And you will do so. You will actualize it. So, my friend, if you want to learn more about Gregory Grabois, contact me. I'll be giving a class, an introductory class, in Burklake, Virginia, January 17th. I am so looking forward to this class. And what else is possible? Man, I am so excited. I am so excited at the community we're building, the tribe that we have, and let us outcreate selves. You're not in any competition with anybody other than yourself. This is kind of like golf. There's nobody that you're playing against but you. So, my friends, it's been my pleasure, my honor to be here with you today. One more week for in 2015, and woohoo! Thank you. This is Mena Velasquez. Until next time. Bye-bye.